I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Danielle Wells. She's a regional marketing representative for BioLife Plasma Services, and we talked about some of the latest things that are going on at the Marquette location on Holly Street and more. Here's more with Danielle Wells from BioLife Plasma Services.
We're just so proud of the Marquette Center here. And just to give you a background, part of my job is to travel from different centers. And some of the things that really stand out about this Marquette location is not only do they have a beautiful center now, but everything's kind of falling in line to make it a top class center. The staff there is wonderful. The phlebotomists are great. This center is one of the best in the company for how well our phlebotomists perform. We just got ranked third in the entire company out of 64 centers for having the best customer service within our center. So that is something truly to be proud of. And our staff works so well together. They communicate, and that really trickles down to our donors and developing that great customer service experience for them.
One of the things I remember when BioLife came to Marquette, it was kind of like, what is this? Is something new, something different? And it didn't take long before it really became part of the community. I mean, as a company, you guys have taken time to give back to many different things, be involved in a lot of different things, mm-hmm. but you also work with a lot of different types of folks as donors. And I guess the question is who are you looking for as a donor? I mean, who would you like to have stop in?
You know, who are typical donors? I'm not really sure if we have a typical donor. I mean, certainly we have eligibility requirements. We accept donors from the ages of 18 to 69. You have to be in general good health and weigh at least 110 pounds. But we accept anybody, really. We get people from all walks of life. Certainly we have more students here during, when Northern's in session, mm-hmm. but we get people who are recently retired. We get stay-at-home mothers. We get people who are in the military. We get people who want to come in and donate on their lunch or before or after work. It's really for anybody that wants to give back and make some little extra money at the same time.
That was the one thing I wanted to ask you about. I'll ask you about that in a second. But with the plasma in particular, what do you use this for? Where does it go? Because it took a little while, I think, for folks to get to the idea. It is plasma services that we're talking about. What do you use it for as a company?
Yeah, I mean, what exactly happens to plasma? I'm very proud to say that Baxter, our parent company, is actually able to make 19 different life-saving products or therapies that are derived from human plasma. Mm-hmm. These are products that cannot be made anyplace else. It can't be manufactured in a lab somewhere. It only can come from healthy people donating. A lot of times we'll see them in the hospitals. They're used in burn and trauma situations. They're used as a surgical sealant to help stop bleeding. But they're also used to help people with these rare genetic life-threatening conditions, one of which is hemophilia, which is a bleeding disorder. These are people who don't properly clot, and so they run into life-threatening situations where they cannot stop the bleeding.
Sure.
So once they get on medication, they're able to provide those proteins that can save their lives, really. And one of our missions, and it's a hefty one, is to create a bleed-free world within the hemophilia community. So we're getting closer and closer to that goal, which is really exciting. Another condition that we help is people with immune deficiency. Mm-hmm. The proteins found in your plasma are actually part of your immune system, and people with immune deficiency have holes in their immune system, and so they're not able to fight off normal infections and colds that healthy people would. And so really, you know, getting on a plasma-derived product and getting those proteins that they're not able to develop themselves in their bodies helps them live a normal life. Otherwise, they would be stuck in the hospital virtually their entire life. So I've met some of these patients, I've heard their health struggles, and it's just amazing what human plasma can do.
That's the comments of Danielle Wells, the Regional Marketing Representative for BioLife Plasma Services. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.